Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were to run a full fast. We had an explosion, and we are too happy to read a brief. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened, an acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and used to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
Yes, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson.
live on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina, a little after 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Thursday evening, how's everybody doing tonight? If anyone has an idea or show idea for the future or has a problem tonight or has a question about previous shows or wants to comment on anything we're talking about tonight, you're more than welcome to join our chat room. If you want to remain anonymous, that is fine. Or you can call into the show at 657-383-0616. You can listen via the phone. If you want to connect to me, you press 1, and I will put you on the air. I've done it in the past. I don't screen anybody. I don't edit anyone. I don't block anyone, not like other block shows or any other alternative media shows where the callers are screened, and I want to know what you're going to say before you connect with me. I don't do that, okay? You're more than welcome to call in and share your opinions or if you have a story you want to share. Okay, I've invited many, many people over the past week. We'd had no show on Sunday. We canceled that show because it was Super Bowl weekend, so I did not want to go up against the Super Bowl. However, there was a show we did last, I believe it was February 4th, we did a show. We had the former Prime Minister of Canada on this show, and the lead attorney for the United States Embassy of China on this show live. That was on February 4th. If you missed that show, you need to go back and listen to that show. That was a very good show where we talked about organ harvesting and how people are being imprisoned in China and actually being tortured, and those who are imprisoned for life sometimes being forced to have their organs cut out of their bodies and then sold around the world abroad. That was a very interesting show. If you missed it, go back. These shows are archived. Like I said, I had the former Prime Minister of Canada and the lead attorney from the Chinese United States Embassy of China to expose this disgusting practice by the Chinese government. And hopefully something could be done. We know the mainstream media will not acknowledge this or address this issue because we know they're bought and paid for by the international bankers. And we know China owns most of the debt of the United States. So we know that that's not going to be brought forward on your programming television screen. However, there's several things I want to talk about tonight, several issues. I did receive some messages over the past few days about people who wanted to talk to me or wanted to debate me or who had a problem with some things that I was saying. And I always give everyone the opportunity to call into the show, or I'll call you. If you can't afford to call in or if it's a long-distance call, all you have to do is message me, give me your phone number, and I'll call you. But most people like to hide behind the computer screen, and they, or either that, they're fake internet trolls trying to agitate comments or commenters. I mean, I've had a lot of hate mail over the past 7 days, and we went over this another time, but I read some of the messages that I received via YouTube or Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, government NSA-sponsored site. Okay, and people love putting their personal information or problems or what they're doing day to day on Facebook, just like MySpace. If you remember, MySpace was very popular back in 2004, 2005, 2006, and now it's about Facebook and Twitter. And these social networks that we all communicate on and talk on and like to put pictures of ourselves on, people don't understand. These sites are hacked into, okay? I've had my Facebook page hacked into. They even pretended to be me in some instances. Many other people this has happened to, but probably some of you don't even know it, okay? You need to understand that Facebook, like I just said, government-sponsored site. Facebook is to collect data about you and your personal life and to entrap you. You need to understand this, okay? So those of you who have had your Facebook account or Twitter account or your LinkedIn account or all the many other social sites out there hacked into, or you feel something strange may have happened, or people know something about you that they shouldn't have known, well, you're putting it on the internet, for God's sake, and the entire world can view it. Do you think that just because you set your profile page on the internet as private, nobody can view it? Okay? There are a lot of robotic pages out there and profiles also. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, these are computer-generated pages where they all day long, they spit out comments, okay? And this is an NSA program where people get agitated over these comments and they respond to these comments, okay? And they automatically assume they're that individual, even though it's really nobody you're talking to. People do not understand this. Like I said, as popular as I've become now on the internet with this radio show, my Facebook account, I have thousands of followers on Twitter. Of course, I'm going to get the wackos out there who want to attack my character, attack my friends, make things up about my family. And then the idiots who are supposedly my friends attack my character and accuse me of something that I had nothing to do with. Okay? It doesn't matter if I delete my account because it's already out there. The information's out there, just like this radio show. This show is out there. It's archived. It's on the internet forever. As long as the internet exists, it's there. Okay? So if you have a question or problem you want to talk about tonight, the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1, and I'll see a question mark appear. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to give your name. I have about 45 callers on the line right now, a few people in the chat room, and then I have these 1,000 people. Lately, the show's been downloaded. The last show we did was downloaded over 25,000 times. So, therefore, it was the show with the former Prime Minister of Canada, actually, where that show was downloaded 25,975 times so far to date. So, what you say on this show is being heard across the internet, which is, that was my goal from the beginning when we first started the show back in the summer last year. I've already got someone already with a question. I'm going to scroll down the phone numbers. And then I have my usual supporters on the line, too, from around the country. I know I have Wisconsin listening, Florida listening, Sebastian, Florida listening. I have San Diego, California listening. Those are my regular supporters. However, I like to get new people on. So I'm going to go ahead and put the anonymous caller online. I'm going to patch him through right now. You may have a question or a comment or whatever. I don't know who this is, so I'm going to put him through. Go ahead. Anonymous, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Say what you got to say, sir.
I just wanted to get your opinions on your recent YouTube comments.
Which one? I've posted hundreds. Which one?
I'll read it to you. It was on the video of the black gentleman getting pulled over and harassed by the police in Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
Oh, yes. Okay. I believe I saw that. Yeah, that's correct. Actually, that comment was not from me, actually. So, therefore, that was not me. But I saw the video, and then I seen an email I received. Actually, from someone, it might have been you. I'm not going to mention any names. So, like I said, everyone can remain anonymous. And I commented back. So, therefore, however, as far as the video, I did watch the video. Okay? And like I was just talking about in my introduction, you see these people, they log into your accounts, your YouTube accounts, and they pretend to be you. I've got a lot of backlash from that. So, that comment was not actually from me in particular. Okay?
All right.
Because I do not believe... Go ahead. Say what you got to say. I'm sorry.
So the comment's from an account called Joe Gibb. It says, back in the... On the comment of the video, it said, back in the day, which we will be back to very soon, he should have been dragged into the woods and taught like the monkey he should have been trained to act like, with a little beat down, oh, 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 chimp, chimp. And then you told me... If I got him to talk to you about it, you know, kind of, you know, was an asshole about it to you, and you told me to call this program and press 1 if I wanted to talk about
that. Yes, that was me. That was me. I told you, yes, that was me who told you to call the program. That was not me who originated the comment. okay? But I did watch the video, and I do have opinions about the video. I don't agree with the other individual had to say as far as dragging somebody into the woods and beating them down. If you know anything about me, or if you've listened to the show prior, or you listened to my introduction or how I talk, or if you look at other comments I have posted on YouTube, you know that's not my character, okay? Because I am a supporter of the underdog, and whether it's minority, whatever. Now, hey, a lot of people do disagree with some things I say. I'm not going to say I'm politically correct. I don't agree with the political correctness nonsense, but I do appreciate you taking my invitation and calling in to address this problem. So that's not me. That person obviously is not me. But what's your opinion on that video now that I have you here? Because I did watch it, and I did invite you on to address this issue.
My opinion is that he was totally profiled. Being from that area, he was totally being profiled. I mean, do you not agree with that?
Well, but don't you understand, and I'm not an individual who likes to suppress anybody. Like I said, there's a book written about my life. I put my name out there, okay? All you have to do, and you understand where I've been. I've been in prison. I understand the suppression of individuals, no matter if you're white, black, Puerto Rican, green, yellow, Jewish, whatever. It doesn't matter. However, the police in this country are wronged by the media because the media perpetrates this type of thing. Okay? Now, was that individual profiled? Yes. But don't you think that in certain situations, well, listen, I'm a white man, okay? If I was to drive in a predominant black neighborhood at 3 o'clock in the morning, don't you think I'd be pulled over because I'm a white person?
Absolutely. Correct.
Okay. I lived in the state of Connecticut, okay, and back during the day, I used to like to party when I was in high school, and we knew where to go score, you know, the marijuana and everything, and we would drive down to New Haven, Connecticut, which was a predominantly black neighborhood. It was inside the housing projects, and we were pulled over by the New Haven Police Department, and they told us, you're a white kid from Wallingford coming down here. We know what you're doing. They profiled us. Is that racism? No, we were doing the wrong thing. So why is it wrong when it happens to the other side where this individual, like you said, you're from that area, and they were pulled over, and they were obviously profiled. I agree with you. They were. Is that so wrong?
I wouldn't want to be profiled. Did you enjoy it when it happened to you?
No, I was actually quite offended by it. But what did I say? I was honest with you. I was out there doing the wrong thing. And those police were doing their job. I was breaking the law.
You can always assume that someone's doing the wrong thing just because they're black or any other color.
No, I agree with you. It doesn't mean just because you're black you're doing the wrong thing. But I stood out in that neighborhood. So if this African-American was in another neighborhood late at night and he was pulled over, maybe, hey, he don't belong here. I ran his plate. Because that's what happened in that video. His plate was, they don't tell you that in the video because you just see the video. His plate was ran, and he's not from here. So they go to pull this individual over. Now, he's automatically a racist, this policeman. Now, I do understand police. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You may laugh at it, but my nickname for the police are bat faggots, okay? They work for the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. They're there to make money for the courts and the state and the politicians. I believe that 100%, and I know a lot of police are corrupt. I will agree with you. And a lot of them probably are racist. I agree with you. However, the issue that you brought forward was profiling. Hey, look. We all have an individual profile, like I just told you. I was a white man in a black neighborhood doing the wrong thing. They profiled me. Yes, I was offended, but guess what? I went home, and I was glad they didn't arrest me because I was there breaking the law. Wouldn't you want someone who's driving through your neighborhood, say if I was driving through your community, whether it be white, black, Hispanic, or whatever, coming there to break the law, wouldn't you want the police to single me out because of who I am, what I look like, and where I'm from? And get me the heck out of your neighborhood and stop trying to hurt the members of your community and bring your community down?
Yeah, but you got to look at it. It's a bigger problem with that because put yourself in their shoes and you're an innocent black person or any other color, and you're constantly being profiled. Do you not feel like your freedom is being infringed upon?
Yes. Yes, I do agree. If I was innocent, and if I was driving down in that neighborhood in the projects of New Haven, Connecticut, when I was younger, yes, because I told you a true story right now. I was hanging out with my high school buddies, and we went to go cop drugs. I don't got nothing to hide. I was doing the wrong thing. I was a teenager. And, yeah, if I went down there and I was going to say I had a girlfriend that lived in the projects, and I was down there, say, at 11 o'clock at night, I was dropping her off, yeah, and if I was pulled over and I was accused of something I didn't do, yes. And if that cop did violate procedure, and if he did try to set me up or plant drugs in my car, and that happens, yes, I understand your point. That does happen. But what should we do about it? How do we stop it?
I don't know the answer to that, but it happens disproportionately to minorities, right?
Okay.
I mean, can you agree
yeah.
with that?
Yeah, I do. I do agree with you, yes. I agree with you. I'm not going to argue with you. Hey, listen, if you're right, you're right. I'm not going to argue with you. But what I'm trying to say is, look, we can take scenarios here all day long. We can say, what if, and what if I was innocent? What if? But the facts are, I was guilty. I was there breaking the law, okay? And was that gentleman breaking the law when he was profiled? What happened at the end of that video? Would you like to tell the listeners? A lot of people listen. So can you tell me how this played out?
He was returned his weapon and issued a warning, and he was let go.
Okay. All right. So nothing, he was not, all right, and that individual typed the comment, he should be beat down, which I already have YouTube that's supposed to be removing that comment, and they have not yet. So I apologize if you thought that was me, because that's not me. And like I told you, if you knew me and you knew my history, all you have to do is go to Amazon.com and look up the book that's written about me and my life. It's called Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. I've lived in the worst places that any individual in life could possibly be in. So I've seen suppression. I've seen corruption. I lived it. I fought against it. Okay? There was a federal lawsuit that made national news attention. All right, I sued the state of Connecticut because of the corruption and what they do to people. I fight for prisoners' rights, okay? We had a program here last month, Not Just Another Number, inmates, where we stick up and fight for, inmates who are being abused by prison guards, okay? And I appreciate your courage in calling in to address, and you're one of the few people that actually have taken my challenge to talk about these types of issues, and I respect you for that, and I would give you as much time as you want. I have other callers on the line, but is there anything else you want to add to this? If you want to make another point, I don't have a problem talking with you, because without people like you, there is no show, and I like to give everyone the equal amount of time. So is there anything else you want to add? I mean, did I answer your question, or do you want more information?
I mean, that was it. I'm just glad to hear that comment wasn't from you. I just wanted to show you that, it wasn't some internet gangster. I just wanted to call and, talk to you about the man
yeah.
to man, and now, it is what it is. You have a great evening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that. You know what? Like I said, I do respect you for calling in. It shows you have courage, and you are a man, and you called in to address it man to man, and you brought up some interesting points. We may not see eye to eye on everything, but, hey, that's the way the world is. Hopefully things will play out in a better way. I don't like to see people dragged into the woods and beat down. Matter of fact, just real quick, in the first chapter of the book that was written about me, the Wallingford Police Department actually kidnapped me. I know this is probably sounding way out there to you, but they kidnapped me and dragged me into the woods and beat me down for 2 or 3 hours and got me to confess to a crime I did not do. So I would never, ever want to see that happen to another individual. But thank you for calling in. I really appreciate that.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I got Merritt in Connecticut online. I'll go ahead and mute this caller. Hopefully he does enjoy the rest of the show. That was very, very nice of him to call in and voice his opinion. That was great. That was, like I said, I offer that to anyone. You have a problem, you want to talk about something. And what we're talking about, for those people who are maybe a little ignorant, on YouTube, like I told you, I receive a lot of hate mail and comments, and my profile was hacked, and my name was used through several comments on YouTube and other sites, actually. And I told several other people I'd talk about this tonight. And if anyone has information that could help me where we could find this individual who's tapping into my IP address or my browser and obtaining my personal information, we really need to find out who this is. I'm not a computer expert. Everyone knows I'm very ignorant about computers. I put my whole name up there as a screen name. I have nothing to hide. Okay? But I'm going to go ahead and connect Meriden, Connecticut. Meriden, Connecticut. Hey, how you doing? What'd you think of that last caller? And if you got something to say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, boy, that's a lot of questions. No, that last call was great, and I do have a lot to say. That was good comments. That was a good caller. Very good. Yes. You know, let's see. You started off talking about Facebook and the NSA, and you're absolutely right. But you're using the term hack. Hack is a term you've used to gain unauthorized access to using a computer to somebody's data. Now, if you've actually signed up with Facebook in the terms of service, you've probably given them access to all your data. So therefore, if they're the ones that are doing it, they're not hacking your account because you've already agreed to it. But
okay.
You're right about Facebook being part of the NSA, and that's why they're there. And this multi-million-dollar company, Facebook, with the firewalls they have up and the syslogs that go through, that tracks every packet that traverses their firewall, that traverses their internet, the destination and the origination address, along with the MAC address and everything like that, they know exactly who's hitting what, and they can figure it out in a matter of a few minutes. The system logs for that would be horrendous, but in today's day and age, it shouldn't be a problem to figure out. And, you know, I don't care if you're white or if you're black. If you're out running around at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you can expect to get pulled over, especially if you're not known by the local police. Around here in Meriden, I can walk around at 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. They all know what I'm doing out there. Most every single cop that goes by knows me. They'll wave to me. They already know what I'm going to be doing because I do
well,
it all the time.
Joe, that's the point I was trying to make. I was, you know, like the last call, I was telling him, look, and look, I understand what he's saying. But like he said, he used like lots of different scenarios. And I'm like, yeah, we could throw 100 different scenarios at each other. But like I told him, the truth is the truth. I was down in New Haven, Connecticut, 2 o'clock in the morning, trying to buy marijuana. Okay. I don't belong there. I was pulled over because I'm a white man in a predominantly black neighborhood. What the hell are you doing here at 2 o'clock in the morning, sir? Come on.
Is that
racist?
That's right. But you know, if you're driving a four-wheel drive black pickup truck and you get pulled over, say in that situation at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know the odds are if you're down there the next night, you may run up against a different cop that's on a different shift, and he'll pull you over too. And if you go down a day or two later at a different time, you may get pulled over by another cop. But you know what? Sooner or later, they're gonna realize who you are, and they're just gonna know and let you go about your business. But of course, that depends what your business is. And that's
yeah,
why
well,
they're
he was talking.
You over.
He was talking about a video also that was posted on Facebook where someone made a comment where an individual should be dragged into the woods and beat down. And of course, Joe is one of my supporters of this show. You know for a fact what happened to me as a teenager, and I would never wish that type of abuse on anyone. And no matter what they actually did, because everyone's entitled to due process of the law. But it was very, you know, that was good that the caller did address the issue. I'm glad. Hopefully, YouTube will remove that comment.
And you're absolutely right, and you're talking about due process of law, and we are of a land of laws, and that's how you handle it here. Granted, there are corrupt individuals no matter where you go, and they're all over the place. But we are a land of laws, and if you're getting pulled over, or harassed by the police, there are laws to remedy the situation. And before you even go that route, you know, a call to the chief of police would definitely help. And, you know, he would alert his men at that point. You know, speaking of land of laws, and that's the actual problem here. There are too many laws. And the people don't know the laws. And if you tell them you don't know the laws, they say you can't be ignorant about the laws. And for instance, Sanders won New Hampshire and Clinton won Iowa. But that's not the real truth, because that's not the way it went. Because they both received basically the equal amount of delegates from each state, but there are still eight more delegates in New Hampshire that are likely going to vote for Clinton. So actually, Sanders will not have won New Hampshire. Billary will. So it's the laws that we don't. It's the laws that we don't know about that always come around and bite us in the ass.
Yeah, that's right. And well, you're absolutely correct. And that's what the caller was trying to make. Is that he was trying to make a point is that the profiling of individuals is wrong if they are abused. For instance, if you're pulled over because you're Mexican or black in a white neighborhood, and that officer abuses you or tries to set you up, pulls you out of your car, harasses you, and like you just said, many people do not know what the real law is. If an officer pulls me over, I do not have to get out of my car. It's called the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. I'm supposed to be safe and secure in my person's places or things, papers, what have you, and I don't have to get out of my car. No, you're not going to search my car. And what happens is there some people are ignorant of the law and they don't know it and they're taken advantage of. And that is wrong. That's what's wrong with profiling individuals.
I understand that, and I understand what profiling is too, but you see, that's where the problem begins, because you don't know what that cop or officer is doing. And if you say, no, I'm not getting out of my vehicle, like that, you don't know why he's asking you to get out. So, therefore, he can arrest you on the spot for interfering with a police investigation.
No. That's not true. He has no right to ask. What are you talking about? What? Interfering with a police investigation? He's pulling me over for a police investigation? I thought he said he pulled me over for a speeding. You know, I mean, what's going on here?
Well, that's just it. You see, like I said from the onset, you have to know what he's up to. Why do you want me to get out of your car? Do you suspect me of something? Did I do something? And if he says, no, I just want you to get out, well, then stay in your car. But if maybe two houses away, a couple just got murdered, and you fit the description to a T, you know? Who knows? I'm just saying that's the law, and you know.
There's a million different scenarios, and that's what I told the caller, and that was a good point that they brought up. Yes, could be a million different scenarios, but like you said, granted, what the hell are you doing out at 2 o'clock in the morning, late at night, driving down a road in a neighborhood that you don't belong to anyway? Granted, America's free. We're allowed to do whatever, you know, go wherever we want. We have the right to travel. But the fact of the matter is we're all intelligent here, and we understand, look, society's screwed up right now. You know, if I'm out at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning in a neighborhood I'm not supposed to be in, bad things usually happen. If you have a reason to be there, by all means. But if you're just out joyriding or you're up to something no good like I was, you're going to get caught, you know, and you can cry racism, you can cry I was wrong, whatever have you, and that's why I kept it honest. I was wrong. When I was a teenager, I didn't see it that way. That cop was an asshole. He was a jerk, you know. He was screwing with me. I didn't like him, but now that I'm older, I understand he was doing his job.
They had cases to solve, and they did it.
Yeah, and I have Mike from Wisconsin who wants to contribute too, so I'm going to get him in. He wants to, and this is one of Mike from Wisconsin. Go ahead. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Mike. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Yeah,
thanks,
it's Mike's birthday. How you doing, Mike?
Hey. Great. Thanks, Joe. I know you're talking about this subject, and, you know, crime is very different between where I live and where you live. You know, we still don't lock our doors out here. And, you know, in Milwaukee it's a little different, but, you know, out in the country we still go by that method, you know, and just like you said, Joe.
Mike, you're from the state of Wisconsin in a small town, correct?
Right.
Okay, all right, I just wanted people who are listening to understand that. Go ahead, Mike, I'm sorry.
But like you said, what are you doing out 2 o'clock in the morning driving around? I mean, you know, if you're the only car driving around on the road, you know, the cops don't have very many people to pick from, you know, to investigate. And,
well, they shouldn't
be
investigating anyone. Well, they shouldn't be investigating anyone without witnessing them commit a crime. That's what the point is this profiling nonsense where I see what he's bringing up. And it's a 50-50 street here. I kind of agree with him, but then, like I said, I kind of don't. And look, I'm a white, you know, what, I'm a police officer, I'm sitting in my cruiser, right, I'm in an all-white neighborhood, and I see a black guy drive by. Whoa, I got to go pull him over. What the hell is he doing here? Is that right?
No, I don't believe that's right.
That's not right.
All right, thank you.
You know?
And that's what I'm trying, and that's what the point he was trying to make, I believe, and that's what happened in this video also, and of course he addressed a comment where someone obviously was pretending to be me, used my username, and there's like 100 different comments out there, but we'll talk about that later. But okay, so you agree with me, that's not right. So what do we do? How do we stop this, or what do you think should be done?
I don't know, you know, my dad got pulled over 4 or 5 months ago. And, you know, there really wasn't any reason to pull him over. It's just the cop, I guess, thought, you know, he was the lord or the judge or whatever, and, you know, gave him a real hard time about, you know, standing outside of his car, get in your car, get out of your car. And, you know, I do agree we should support our police department.
Yeah,
Mike,
he's
a white elderly man in Florida. He deserves to get pulled over.
Yeah, well, Mike, I got the anonymous caller back on the line. I'm going to go ahead and give him a chance because I told him he could call back in if he wanted to. So I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah.
So I got 3 live callers right now, so just try to respect everyone's opinion and don't talk over each other. Hey, how you doing? I put you back on, sir.
I just wanted to make a clear thing to the callers that in the video, what I don't want to seem like I think there's no scenario where this people shouldn't be approached. And in this specific video, the reason my opinion is so strong is this gentleman, it was broad daylight. He was doing absolutely nothing wrong. And the reason is that they pulled him over, that he crossed the white line. I just want to make that clear that I'm not some, you know,
I understand. Yeah, make sure your phone and you're talking clearly or not have any background noise so it's hard to hear you, okay?
Okay.
But I understand your point, and you're not trying to make it into a white-black type of issue. You're just saying, hey, it's wrong for this to happen to that individual, and, of course, the comment that was posted. But do you agree so far with the talking points that have been made with the other callers? Or I mean, what should we do? I mean, I asked the other 2 callers, what should we do about the profiling? How do we handle it? How do we address this problem? In your opinion, what do you think?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure. I mean, like you said, we're in the land of the free, but you know, there's got to be certain limits. But my only point is the disproportionate rate it happens. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody knows what I mean.
No, I understand that. Sure. I understand. Yeah, sure. African Americans are targeted more than whites being pulled over, whether it's a broken taillight, whatnot. And I don't know if everyone agrees with that or not, but yeah, that's true. But at the same time, yeah, and the minority of a community going into a white dominated community, sometimes that happens. It happened to me being white going into a black dominated community. And like you said, it's a tough question. How do you address it? You know how I address it? Education. Stop the bullshit. Stop, you know, and that goes for the black community also. You want to sell drugs out there? You know what? You're going to get what you get. And it's up to us as neighbors and friends to clean up our neighborhoods and stop allowing the police to come in to clean up our neighborhoods and kick down our friend's front door in the middle of the night with a SWAT team and drag them off to jail. When we knew they were selling drugs out their back door, we should have stopped it as friends and brothers and sisters living in the same community. neighbors should pay attention a little bit more to their neighbors and their friends and their family than what we do. We talked about this in the past. You know, Asians come over to this country. What do? They all live in one house. They all work at one store. They all save all their money together. They eat together. They sleep together. They live like a family. And I'm going to say the same thing about the Mexican community. They come over here. They all work together. They stay together. But yet we Americans, what do? We backstab each other, fight with each other, try to kill each other. Even our own brothers and sisters, blood brothers and sisters even. You know, we have a family that, you know, you have one family member living in California, one living in Connecticut, one in Illinois, and none of us get along. And we expect, you know, that's, you know, I'm just looking at a broader scope of this issue. And what we need to do is pay attention to each other a little bit more as a community. You understand?
Yeah, I'd also like to make a point that we need to stop with the dancing around and trying to be so confused about. There is definitely a problem in the poor African-American neighborhoods with the glorifying of the street type of life.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. We know the government ships the drugs into these neighborhoods. We know the abortion clinics are in these neighborhoods. But why doesn't the African community address that? Why are they marching around like Black Lives Matter? Why don't they take issue with the Planned Parenthood that kills more African American babies every day than whites? Why not? Why? Or this Reverend Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson? All they are is political puppets. You know, why not address these issues? Why is the cocaine and heroin being shipped? And why is there a liquor store in every corner in a black neighborhood? You understand what I'm saying? Why aren't those issues addressed?
Look at it this way, though. They're just now trying to get organized, but we have to think they had a much bigger head start. You know, they're just now being able to be free in the past, less than 100 years. So, you know, they're just now trying to, you know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. The problem is like I always say, the most important thing is we're all entitled to our opinions. Opinions are opinions, and that's great, and we can learn from each other's opinions. However, facts are facts. We can't take opinions and apply them as a factual foundation to the way we live every day. We can't distort history. And we can go on about 1,000 different topics, even some issues I've talked about on this show. You have to stick to the facts. It's good to talk about things. It's good to talk about each other's opinions. Like I said, you can learn from them. But it doesn't mean it's a fact and the way people believe and how they should live their lives. Truth is truth, and a lie is a lie. There's always a positive and negative in any situation, everywhere in life. Even go down to something stupid like a car battery. There's a positive and negative. Everything, there's a positive and negative. We have to understand what the truth is, and we have to go by that. But that issue of profile, and just get back to the original subject, you're right, has to be addressed. I don't want to be profiled. You don't want to be profiled. But what do the police do then? How do we address this problem?
I guess it's as good as mine, but while we're on this subject, what's your opinion on the federal lawsuit Ferguson, Missouri Police Department?
Can you say that again? I can't hear you too good. Can you say that again?
So while we're on this subject, what's your opinion on the latest on the Ferguson federal lawsuit to the police department?
Oh, the Ferguson riots?
No, they have
the
federal lawsuit.
I actually, to be honest with you, I can't give you an opinion because I don't know too much about it. But if you want, now that I have your contact information or I have you on YouTube, I will look into it and I'll give you my opinion, okay?
I don't want to take up too much time. You have a good day and it was great talking with you.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Your contribution to the show was great tonight. I appreciate it. Hey, anytime in the future, you're more than welcome to talk about these types of issues, or if you have something important. I always invite everybody. You see, we have people from all around the country. So thanks. And like I said, I put you through, and that goes for anyone out there. And thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Okay,
hey, Joe?
I went ahead and muted him. Go ahead, Joe. I still got you on the line from Meredith. I muted him, and his call has dropped. But go ahead, Joe from Meredith, go ahead.
Two quick things, and you can let Mike go again. Yeah, you're talking about opinions and facts. You know, my opinion was that you should contact the chief of police, and the fact of the matter is that exact same thing happened to my white stepson here. I have four house lots here where I am, and three of the lots are happen to be my garden area. And he was out walking his dog at 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning one night, and a local police officer who was new to the area, he's inside of a fenced area as well, harassed him. I'm making a long story short, harassed him, wanted to know what he was doing there, asked him for identification, harassed him more, threatened to arrest him because he didn't have identification, even though he lived in the house right here. And what his mom did is she called the chief of police, and then she wrote the chief of police. And about 3 weeks later, that police officer came to the house and apologized.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But in the black community, you're not going to get that same type of respect, you know.
Well,
I mean, they'll laugh at you, you know.
We also have meetings in this area, which all the neighbors go to. And we meet the police and we meet the neighbors. So we all know what's going on around here. And they know us. And now, as far as your Facebook goes, you know, this hacking attempt, this is a ploy that people use to get you in trouble, to get you off the air. You know, it's done time and time again. You know, like Hillary not getting in trouble for her emails because she's bought everybody and they're afraid to touch her. So, you know, you get something on somebody and you'll get them out of your hair.
No, I understand. I don't want to go national. I want to stay a little more I don't want to go to a broader. I want to stay on the particular topic because I had a topic I wanted to talk about tonight too, and we obviously didn't address that. But yeah, the Facebook issue, I'll handle. I'll take care of that. Actually, this caller actually is going to make me address it now because it's obviously pissing some people off. These people that are pretending to be me out there, because like you said, I have a radio show, and they're going to pretend to be me. And like you said, they want to get rid of me because maybe I'm pissing a few people off out there, which is fine. I don't mind if I piss people off in the right way, but I don't believe people should be dragged into the woods and beat down. Of course not. And anyone who knows me, they understand that. But one thing you said earlier, the problem is we need to educate people, like I was talking about. These people that are being profiled, if they knew their rights and they understood their rights, I understand sometimes that don't come into play because a lot of police are corrupt. They'll pull you out of the car and beat the hell out of you. Yes. Some people are shot and killed for no reason. Yes. But a lot of times police are justified in what they've done, and the media twists it like CNN. They'll twist it around, and you got Fox News. They play that puppet game up against each other, and what they're doing is they're dividing the people. And what's it always say? Together we stand, divided we fall. Okay, we know that saying. We understand that saying. Together we stand, divided we fall. Together, the government fully understands it needs the communities around the country. We need the poor neighborhoods, we need the rich neighborhoods, and we need the middle class. Because we can be divided, all of us, and we can dumb down the poor. We can have the rich with all the money. We have the middle class doing all the hard work. Okay, and with everyone fighting with each other, guess what? Nobody's paying attention to what Hillary Clinton is doing with her emails or what criminal George Bush was doing when he was in office. Do you understand where I'm coming from, Joe?
I got you. No. I got dogs barking here, so I put it on mute, but you're absolutely correct.
All right. Well, anyway, Mike, do you have anything else you want to contribute? Obviously, your sister Jeannie did not call in tonight. I was willing to give her the last 30 minutes of the show, so I have nothing else scheduled. But, Mike, you want to go ahead and contribute anything else before we start getting ready to wrap it up?
Well, no. I think I said just about everything I'm going to say. I'm sorry my sister couldn't make it. I know with her knowledge and everything about, Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that, you know, there's a lot of things people don't understand. And, I thought, you know, she's told me a couple times on the phone about things, and it's like, you know, people get stuck in a nursing home, and, you know, that's where they go to die. And, you know, and it's like, you know, why can't they be treated like human beings? You know,
well, that's
and,
just like the subject. Well, everyone should be treated like a human being. It's just like the subject we're talking about here tonight. No one should be treated. Look, what's the Constitution say? You know, all men are created equal, and we all are, you know, endowed by our Creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I understand, you know, people have been wronged hundreds of years ago, and now today, though, you know, things may have changed a lot, but it hasn't changed the way it should have changed over all the years. And people are still fighting for their rights. Now, I understand, and many people will disagree with me on some of these issues, but and I'll disagree with them also on these issues, because there's a lot of opportunity out there, and people should take advantage of it, and I see a lot of people not taking advantage of it. You know, it's a very difficult question. We talked about the profound. Like the caller said, it's a difficult question. It's a hard topic to talk about, but we addressed it. And that's what's important, okay, because we don't want animosity out there because, like Joe said, people love to create chaos and they like to create violence between people and animosity and basically waste each other's time. But this type of issue here, guess what? This person who's creating this logging in and creating my name, guess what? They failed. Because two people were more educated than that individual, and they were able to talk to each other. And that individual was very brave to somebody's got background noise, so whoever it is, please. Two people were able to talk this issue through and, you know, and basically come to the facts and address the facts, okay? And that was great. And that was you, Mike, with the background noise. I just muted again and it stopped. But anyway, everyone, thank you for participating tonight. The next show will be on Sunday. And I always invite everyone out to this show. Hey, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. If you have a problem, you got a story you want to share, you want to talk about a particular issue, all you have to do is do what the last caller did, and we've had many callers on throughout the months, call into this show and share their stories. Like I said, I talked about with that caller the program Not Just Another Number, which is an organization, a nonprofit organization that helps prisoners throughout the country and in the state of Connecticut fight for their rights. Because we all know most prisoners in jail today are coming back out into society. And we should be correcting them and teaching them and giving them a trade instead of putting them in a box and laughing at them. And when they come back out, put them in the revolving door of the court system and make money off of them, because that's what the prison warehouse is about. It's not called the Department of Corrections. It's called the prison warehouse in my experience. So we, you know, and that was just one show we had, and that show actually now I want to give an update to some of the callers and some of the people that are listening tonight, because I know you're listening. There's been several cases that have contacted me. There was a woman who was assaulted in York Prison, in the women's prison in the state of Connecticut. They contacted me via email. I contacted the organization, Not Just Another Number. We conversed through email, and now that prisoner is now going to be receiving justice in court and has been transferred to a safer prison and won't be attacked and ridiculed any longer. Okay, so I just want to give you one thing that came about from that show, so that's great. So thank you for everyone that participated tonight. I really appreciate it. And like I said, the next show will be 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everybody.
See ya. Good night.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us,
where you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.